Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for the name of Jesus. When we are filled with fear, when we are filled with anxiety, let Jesus be the name that is ever on our lips. Let us keep our eyes focused on you, even in the midst of the storms and the trials and the troubles that we go through. We love you, Lord. Be with Brother Caleb as he brings the word, and open our hearts that we may be transformed by it. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen. Amen, amen. How are we feeling this morning, church? We doing good? It is a pleasure and it is an honor to get to spend this Sunday with you. It is a pleasure and an honor to get to bring the gospel to you this morning. If you don't know me, my name is Caleb. Obviously, I'm not Cal. I don't have a blazer. I do have dress pants on. I don't have a pair of Hokas, so I'm sorry. You almost did get to see me in a blazer. I said I was going to wear my wedding suit, but my fiance said no. So anyway, you get the polo and you get the Hey Dudes, which is a very awkward combination for preaching, but I'm here to bring the word, amen. So if you've been with us through any point this year, you know that we're going through the book of Hebrews. Cal has made it the overarching theme to press on in 2026 because who is better? Jesus, right? Because Jesus is better. Now this week, guess what? We're not going to be in Hebrews this week. So we're going to be in Matthew. So you can go ahead and turn your books of the Bible to Matthew chapter 6 for me. But we're going to be in Matthew this week. We're going to step out of Hebrews. And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss a thing that I think a lot of us struggle with, even if we don't recognize it. And that's idolatry. Now, idolatry is putting anything, and I mean anything, above our relationship with God. I'm talking sports. I'm talking late days. I'm talking jobs. I'm talking anything above our relationship with God, anything that takes away from our time and our relationship with Him. Idolatry in itself, it's such an easy trap to fall into, especially as humans because we like to do what we like to do, amen? So it's such an easy trap. You see, the world tells you that whatever it has, whatever it may be, is sufficient for you. It's sufficient for your wants, your needs, your desires. And that's what makes idolatry so dangerous. The world tells you that it can provide anything and everything that you want and you need. Now, in all reality, it probably can provide any material thing that you want. Think of riches, fame, sports cars, trucks, big old house, boats, whatever it may be. But the reality is it can't provide what we need. And what we need is Jesus. And when we understand that, not only is our need met, but our wants are changed. Our desires are now geared towards Christ. Our wants are changed. The wants that we have can no longer be fulfilled by the world. They are fulfilled by one person and one person only, and that's Jesus. This morning, we're going to be discussing what happens when our wants are not rooted in Jesus. We're going to be discussing what happens to those riches, those cars, those nice things, those material things, whenever we are rooted in the world. Now, in my sermons, I typically like to ask an overarching question that helps guide us throughout the sermon. That helps both of us because it makes it seem like it's a conversation. And if I was a lecturer, I would never work out. That's why I'm not a teacher. I mean, I guess I am a teacher, but anyway, that's another story. But my question for us this morning is, how do we lay our treasures up in heaven? Once again, we're going to be in Matthew 6. We're going to be in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Please stand so we can observe and respect. It says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth." where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I pray that as we go throughout this sermon, God, I pray that you just hide me behind the cross, Lord. I pray that anything I say is just in accordance to your will and in accordance to what you want to be said today, Lord. And I ask that as we go throughout this sermon, God, if there's anyone here that needs to lay their treasures down at the altar later, God, I ask that they just bring it to you today, God. Once again, hide me behind the cross and allow me to speak your word. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen. You can be seated. So in typical Southern Baptist fashion, we're going to have 3 points tonight, or today. 3 points today. There's no sub-points. You ain't got to worry about that. But there are 3 points. The first one that I want to highlight is to stop investing in the temporary. How do we lay up our treasures in heaven while we stop investing in the temporary? Now, I'm sure a lot of you know what investing is, right? Raise your hand if you know what investing is. Okay, good. A lot of us know what investing is, and it's putting time, effort, money, etc., whatever it may be, into something in order to build that something up. For example, me and Matthew, as the youth ministers here, we are investing our time and our resources into the students so that we can build them up in Christ, right? That's investment. Our mission in this youth group and in the students is to breed something that lasts for eternity, to build something up that lasts for eternity. And there's eternal life waiting on the other side for those who believe in him. Now, your relationship with Jesus is the biggest investment that you ever will or ever can make. Amen? It is the biggest investment. It is also the most necessary investment that you will ever make. Your 401k has nothing on your relationship with Jesus. Now, all of the things that we previously mentioned, all of the things that we perceive as idolatry or that is idolatry, the things that we put above God, the things that we invest in, they're not going to get us to heaven. They're not. That's the reality. Only by the blood of Jesus and only by the surrender of your life to the Father will you see eternity. That's it. That's the only way. But the problem is that so many of us forget that. So many of us forget that there's one way to heaven, and that's Jesus. We often believe that we have to hustle and hustle and hustle in order to make it, in order to make it in this world, but also make it to heaven. We have to have the newest things, right? We have to have the trendiest tech. We have to have the bombshell Instagram page. We have to have the famous TikTok account. We have to have all eyes on us and money going into our pockets. All of the things that we just talked about take investment. They take time. They take effort. They take money. However, I want you to notice something. We're so willing to invest the time, the money, the effort into those things, but we're hesitant to invest all of that into Christ. We're hesitant to invest that into our relationship with him. In other words, we're so willing to invest in the temporary, but we're not willing to invest in the eternal. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. Church, if there's one thing that I can encourage you to do today, it is to stop investing in the temporary. Stop investing in the things that are going to fade away whenever you die. Stop investing in the things that won't stand the test of the judgment. See, the passage tells us that if we are investing in the temporary, if we are investing in these things here on earth, they will be consumed by moths. They will rust away. They will be stolen by thieves. Because nothing here on earth stands the test of time, but Jesus stands eternal. Amen? All of these things, like I said, will eventually cease to exist. They won't exist no more. Moths will come in. They'll eat all of it. You guys know if you have clothes in the attic, moths have probably got in there. That's why mothballs exist. Rust will ruin those treasures, you know? How many of y'all have a really old car or truck that you like a lot? How many of y'all are truck, car people? How often does it rust? See? So my car's rusting and it's 2012. It leaks, though. That's another story. That's another story. But in all reality, at the end of that, the result of that is that you will be left with nothing. You'll be left with literally nothing. That's what investing in the temporary results in. Now, your earthly treasures that you hold valuable here on earth depreciate as time goes on. Unless you've got Pokemon cards. Those things are going up right now. If you had kids back in 1999, you might want to go check your attics. But your earthly treasures, they depreciate as time goes on, right? If you have a car, you know that. Like I said, I have a 2012 Mustang, and that thing is worth $5,000 now, if that. We bought it for $32,000. It depreciates heavily. You see, at the end of it, whenever time comes, it's all worth nothing. Now, I'm not telling you to go into your garages, go into your storage units, and get rid of everything because it'll eventually rust away. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm encouraging you to check yourself. I'm encouraging myself to check myself. Where is our value? Where do we put the value in our life? Is it in those things that will rust, in those things that the moths will eat, in the things that the thieves will take? Or is it in Jesus? Is it in our relationship with Jesus? As I mentioned, this passage, it also tells us that thieves or robbers come in and steal. How many of y'all know what a grave robber is? Jesus is the ultimate grave robber, amen? But a grave robber is literally someone who robs graves. That's how they make their money. And this was especially prevalent, and it was originated in ancient Egypt. Now, the pharaohs, they would be buried, or high-ranking officials as well. They would be buried in tombs, and all of their material wealth, so think of gold, jewels, whatever it may be, spices, expensive things, were buried with them because they thought they could take what they had with them in the tombs into the afterlife. Now, we know that's not true, amen? And if we do, we got to have a conversation after this. But a lot of us act like that. A lot of us act like what we have here on earth, we're going to take with us when we die. And that's just not true. It's not. But these grave robbers, they would rob the tombs of the dead in order to attain their riches, in order to make money. Now, if you look at Jesus's burial, he didn't have any riches in his tomb, right? He didn't have any riches in his tomb because he was the greatest treasure. Amen? You see, there are a lot of tombs that have been broken into in ancient Egypt, wherever it may be, but there's only one that's been broken out of. Amen? Okay, that deserved a lot more claps than that got, but you know, it's okay. But that's Jesus, the ultimate treasure, right? The holder of infinite and ultimate riches, the ultimate prize. Church, your earthly possessions will never and can never get you into heaven. So stop putting more investment into those things. Stop focusing on getting to the top and start focusing on getting to heaven. Amen? Your second point for today is invest in the eternal. Invest in the eternal. Now, in verse 20, it talks about this. Investing in the eternal is a deliberate and intentional decision to get closer to Jesus. In other words, strengthening your relationship with him purposely. It's to spend time in his word. It's to spend time in prayer. It's to spend time in fellowship, in Bible studies, whatever that may be. It's to practice spiritual disciplines in obedience. Now, a lot of this sounds easy, right? Yet the problem is that a lot of us do not or will not make that deliberate and intentional decision. A lot of us don't want to take time out of our day to go spend time with God. A lot of us don't want to take money and bring it to the offering plate. Thankfully, you guys here are very generous. Amen? Give yourselves a round of applause. You guys are very generous. It's a generous church, a loving church. But around the world and around this town and just in human nature as a whole, we are so consumed with worldly, temporary things. We are so consumed with what we have here. So then we don't have enough time. We have other stuff to do. It's too much to read. I've already read this before. I'm going to church on Sunday, so I don't have to practice my disciplines throughout the week. It's good enough. We make excuses because we value other things more. Now, some of those excuses are valid. Don't hear me wrong. But a lot of us make excuses because it's not what we want to do. It's not what we feel like we need to do. We're putting more time, we are putting more investment in the temporary than in the eternal. I've done this over and over again. I've put off reading my Bible throughout the week. I've put off doing this. I've put off, oh, well, you know, I went to church on Sunday, I don't have to go on Wednesday. Or I went on Wednesday, I don't have to go on Sunday. That's how I lived my life for the first 15 years of my life. But we make excuses. And when we truly understand that the temporary is truly that, temporary, then we can start living the eternal life. That's when everything changes. As I mentioned earlier, I think a lot of us think that we're going to take those riches to the grave, whether it's on the top of our minds or not, whether we want to admit it or not. We think we're going to take those riches whenever we die. We think our bank accounts are going to carry over. We think we're going to drive our flashy sports cars throughout the street of gold. We think we're going to be wearing our flashy jewelry when we get up there. Church, that's false, and it's a lie. Our life in heaven is going to look a whole lot different than it looks down here on earth. We won't be worried about the material things. We won't be worried about the newest iPhone. We won't be worried about the newest car, the best features that we can apply. Rather, we will be constantly praising God. We will be constantly praising God. We won't be living to glorify ourselves. Rather, we will be living to glorify the only one that should be glorified, and that's God. That's Jesus. All of our riches that we attain here on earth, anything that you can compile. You know, the richest man to ever exist is thought to be Mansa Musa, who actually grew up in Mesopotamia and into Africa, which is kind of where the dawn of civilization, if you want to think of it like that, if you get taught in sixth grade history. But Mansa Musa was labeled as the richest man alive. Not even Mansa Musa's riches can compare to the riches of Jesus. But here's the kicker. We have to invest in the eternal to get to eternity. We have to purposefully put time and effort into our relationship with Christ. If we don't do that, we cannot expect to see the eternal. Think of it like this. Some of you probably have a 401k, right? Some of you are probably living off your 401k. And good for you guys. I'm happy for y'all. Get that money. But a 401k, for you guys that don't know, is a retirement fund. You funnel in parts of your paycheck into this account, and it appreciates over time. And whenever you graduate, or whenever you retire, sorry, I just graduated, guys. Whenever you retire, you're able to take that money out. You can get a sports car if you want, but, you know, so. But if you don't invest some of your paycheck into that 401k, you can't expect to have loads of money whenever that 401k is time to draw, right? You can't expect to have money for retirement if you're not putting in the effort beforehand to set it aside, right? You get out what you put in. The same can be said for our relationship with Christ. If we're not investing in the eternal, then we can't expect to see eternity. If we are instead investing in the temporary, then we can expect to see it all rust away, for it to all be destroyed or stolen and good no longer. It's no use to us at that point. So what are you investing in today? Are you investing in the temporary, or are you investing in the eternal, or are you in the middle? Psych, I lied. There is no middle. You have to invest in one or the other. It's one or the other. You can't be halfway with Jesus. Amen? My third and final point: have a heart geared towards Jesus. Have a heart geared towards Jesus. If you truly want a change in your life, then it has to start in your heart. A true change starts with the heart. I know a lot of people who used to be greedy money grabbers, right? People that the tax collectors of the Old Testament, the tax collectors nowadays would look down upon. That's how bad they were. They'd con, they'd manipulate, they'd force their way into making more and more money and stealing more and more money as they went along. I know a lot of people who are still like this. But the true difference between the former money grabber and the present money grabber is a change in their heart. And like I said, I know them personally, so I know the change that they put in. They're following after Jesus. You see, a heart change starts with knowing Jesus, right? It starts with knowing Jesus. It's a result of following Jesus and allowing him to change your heart, allowing him to work in your lives. The difference between the old life and the new life is Jesus. The difference between the temporary and the eternal is Jesus. The difference between your final resting place being hell and your final resting place being eternity with him is Jesus. There's a big difference between the two, and you can't get them mixed up. To know Jesus, we have to have a heart change first. We have to be transformed. We have to be changed. And that only occurs whenever we allow Jesus to enter into our hearts. I'm sure a lot of you have probably heard the phrase, where your heart is, your treasure, or where your treasure is, your heart is, whatever it may be. Or no, where your heart is, your treasure will be also, right? That's from the Bible. A lot of people post that and they don't even believe in Jesus. They don't realize they're quoting scripture. I have this conversation a lot. Think of the golden rule. Do you know what the golden rule is? How many of y'all knew what the golden rule was before you read it in the Bible? Anybody? Like, you see it in classrooms, right? You see it all over the place. Yet this world hates Jesus, yet they use the teachings of Jesus. It just doesn't make sense to me. But this world that hates and neglects the word of God is using the word of God. They're manipulating the word of God to fit around its narrative. They're prioritizing the temporary rather than the eternal. If our hearts are truly geared towards Christ, if they're focused on the treasure at hand, then our treasure will be Christ. And what do people do whenever treasure is talked about? They chase after it, right? Treasure hunters. So if our treasure is Christ, then we have to chase after him. We have to put our front feet forward and take off. We got to put Pastor Cal's Hokas on and start running. That's what we got to do. We have to chase after him. We have to put time into our relationship with him. We have to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit, allow them to grow inside of us. We have to live in the ways that he has called us to live by. We have to invest in eternity. We have to let him change us from the inside out. Because when your inside is changed, that's whenever the outside starts to change as well. Our hearts are truly changed from broken, from weak, from wretched, from deceitful, to healed, to strong, to cheerful, to truthful, when we allow Jesus into our lives. They will not be changed otherwise. You cannot experience change in your heart without Jesus and his influence. You can't. Without his work. Our hearts are truly changed when we actually focus on the eternal rather than the temporary. Our hearts, they have to be geared towards Christ. They have to be geared towards his message, geared towards what he has called us to do. If we're truly going to lay up our treasures in heaven, if we're truly going to put aside the temporary in exchange for the eternal, then it starts in the heart. So church, where's your heart at today? Where's your heart? Is it broken? Is it wretched? Is it deceitful? Is it weak? Because I know a guy for that. And he wants to. He wants to help you. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you strong. He wants to make you cheerful. He wants to make you truthful. But we have to let him in. We have to set down the temporary in exchange for the eternal. The band can go ahead and come back up. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Church, where are you laying up your treasures today? What are you putting in front of your relationship with God, if anything? What is the most important thing to you? What do you wake up in the morning and resort to? Really think about that. In your lives, are you stockpiling money? Are you stockpiling fame? Are you stockpiling possessions in hopes that they'll be with you whenever you leave? Or are you investing in your relationship with Christ? Are you putting Him first in the situations where you want to put yourself first? As humans, we are selfish people. We are selfish creatures who only desire what we want. But through a changed heart that only occurs through Jesus, we are able to live for Him. Which one are you investing in? Because one leads to eternity. One leads to satisfaction. One leads to joy. One leads to peace. And the other leads to death. The other leads to eternity away from Him in a place that you don't want to be. A place of gnashing of teeth. A place of fire and brimstone. A place that we were not designed to go in the first place. The other leads to death. And not just a physical death, but a spiritual death. The scariest type of death. Church, we really have to evaluate where our hearts are at today. We have to evaluate what they're geared towards. Are we truly letting Jesus change us? Are they geared towards Christ? Are they geared towards eternity? Or are they geared towards status and desires? Status and riches that only exist here on earth. You can't take them with you. So as you sit in your chairs today, as you go out from this place, as you truly go out throughout your week, I want you to think about this. I want you to answer that. Where are your priorities? Where are you laying up your treasures? Are you laying up your treasures in heaven, or are you laying up your treasures here where moths and where rust and where thieves will come in, destroy, take, and just completely obliterate it? Church, I encourage you to lay up your treasures in heaven today. If it's your first time doing that, we'd love to talk to you. If you just need to come to the altar's open. Church, don't leave here without doing business with God. Don't leave here without laying up your treasures in heaven or taking the first steps to do so. Like I said, maybe this is your first time actually feeling that heartbeat racing. Maybe you've never been saved before. Maybe you've never even heard about laying up your treasures in heaven and putting Jesus first. Today's a great day to talk to somebody about that. So I'm going to pray. And as Andrew leads us in worship, I encourage you, if you need to come to the altar, come to the altar. The war room's open back there. I'll be standing up here at front. Come do business with God today. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I pray that as we end this service, God, that your words just resonate in our hearts, God, that your words change lives, your words just change us, God. Lord, allow us to live for the eternal rather than the temporary. Allow us to lay our treasures down at your feet today, God. Allow us to put you first in every circumstance, every situation, God. Allow us to build our relationship with you instead of building our own fame, our own riches, our own wealth, whatever it may be, God. Lord, I ask that anybody that needs to come, comes. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.